And now, your speaker, Robert Taylor.
Surely a delight to speak for about 5 or 6 minutes in regard to one of the Old Testament worthies, Ezra. I do not recall that his name is used in the New Testament, but he's an outstanding person right after the exile period of God's people in Babylon. In fact, in leading back a portion of the Israelite people from that exile period. I have chosen this morning Ezra 7 and verse 10. It's not a difficult passage to read or to understand. The difficulty, I believe, lies in our challenge, or the challenge of putting its four priceless precepts into practice. The passage reads, "For Ezra had prepared himself to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." Here is an excellent text for a four-point sermon outline. First of all, preparation of heart, a studious disposition. In the third place, application of truth to life. And then in the fourth place, outreach of truth in the lives of other people. Ezra was a prepared person, a prepared preacher or teacher. He is listed in Ezra the 7th chapter as a ready scribe. He stands in marked contrast with so many of the scribes about whom we read in the New Testament who were opposed to the Lord and to His disciples. Many of the scribes in the New Testament were far more interested in traditions, the traditions of the elders, than they were in the Word of Almighty God. Here is a man that was interested in the law of God Almighty. First of all, we see the preparation of his heart. Solomon, wisest of the ages, declared that we need to keep our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4 and 23. We read in Proverbs 23, "How that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." You are not what you think you are. You and I are what we think. And Paul certainly stresses that in Philippians 4 and verse 8. Jesus declared in Matthew the 12th chapter, verse 34 and 35, that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. We need to major in heart preparation. In the second place, Ezra sought the law of the Lord. This emphasizes his studious disposition. The Old Testament said in Isaiah 34 and 16, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read." Jesus pointed an inquiring lawyer to what is written in the law. "How readest thou?" Luke 10 and 26. Paul encouraged the young preacher Timothy to study or to give diligence to show himself approved unto God. Hosea's generation was destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. We need to possess a studious disposition. The story has come down through the years that Alexander Campbell held an audience spellbound for a long speech. Somebody inquired of him, "Mr. Campbell, how have you accumulated such an array of knowledge?" His answer, 40 years of study for 16 hours a day. Brother Gus Nichols made it a practice to study the Bible some 4 to 6 hours daily. Brother Franklin Camp has done the same. I understand that Brother L.R. Wilson on one occasion was told by a lady who was impressed with his breadth of knowledge, "Brother Wilson, I would give half my life if I knew the Bible as you do." His response, "Lady, that's what it's cost me, half my life." If we're going to be a benefit to the cause of the Lord, We need to spend hundreds, yea, even thousands of hours in the study of truth. His was a studious disposition. Notice in the next place, he studied and prepared his heart in order that he might do the will of God Almighty. The preface verse in Acts reads, "The former treatise of our mate, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." I've always liked that emphasis, the doing first and then the teaching coming thereafter. I believe that we need to be doers of the word, as James enjoins upon us in the latter part of James, the first chapter. May I urge every young man who is preparing to preach to prepare your heart and to determine that you're going to be a doer of the word. Three of the easiest ways to lose your influence in the church of our Lord is to become involved with someone of the opposite sex, to become lax and loose in meeting your financial obligations, and then to accept some erroneous doctrine and become a false teacher. In the fourth and final place, we have the great outreach of truth, the application of that truth as he sought to teach it into the hearts and lives of the Israelite nation. Notice that his message was statutes, judgments, the law, the truth of God Almighty. Our world does not need more of worldly philosophy. We already have too much of that in the first place. Someone has described worldly philosophy as being somewhat like a blind man in a dark cellar looking for a black cat that never was there in the first place. Our world needs the truth of God Almighty. As preachers, as teachers, as workers in the vineyard of our wonderful God on high, let us, like Ezra of old, prepare our hearts, seek the law of the Lord, do it, and then spend our lives in teaching Israel, spiritual Israel, potentially, and those actually therein, the statutes and judgments of our God.